This is Liz Malone, podcaster and writer, and I'm very proud to be partnering with the Melungeon Heritage Association to bring you this new podcast series, Melungeon Voices. And joining me now is the president of the Melungeon Heritage Association and my podcast co-host, Heather Andalina.
Hi, Liz. I'm super excited to be a part of this.
As am I. So for anyone out there who might be discovering your organization or this podcast for the very first time, can you explain to people what it means to be Melungeon?
Sure. So Melungeon actually was a term that first appeared in the early 19th century to describe a mixed ethnic group of people who settled in the Appalachian regions of northeastern Tennessee, southeastern Kentucky, parts of western Virginia, and North Carolina. And they were believed to be a mixture of European, Native American, and African. But we have discovered over the years that it also includes Middle Eastern and Jewish. And, you know, it's really, the Melungeon people were really a diverse group of people who had settled in Appalachia. And the term Melungeon actually was not something that they called themselves. That term was put upon them, and it was a term, it was a discriminatory term.
Now, aside from being the president of the association, you're also a historian and a documentary filmmaker, and it was your own personal journey in investigating your own heritage and your family's heritage, which led you to this point. So can you explain a little bit about how that came about?
Sure. So our grandmother, we always knew there was something. She was a light mocha color. She talked about being discriminated against because of the color of her skin. She grew up in northeastern Tennessee. She was always told that they had Cherokee. So we started researching more and started doing the ancestry DNA test. And of course, the DNA test came back with more than just indigenous DNA. And we had heard of the term Melungeon. We'd heard about this supposed mysterious people, a mixed ethnic people who had settled in northeastern Tennessee. And then we started on this journey and decided to document it with our documentary. From there, I found out about the Melungeon Heritage Association. And we went to our first Melungeon Heritage Association union or conference about a couple of years ago. We actually premiered our first documentary's trailer there. And they had an opening for vice president. And they had asked me if I wanted to become vice president. And I was like, sure. And then the president spot came open last year, and they asked me if I wanted to be president. And I said, yeah, definitely. So this is my first year as president of the Melungeon Heritage Association.
Well, congratulations, Madam President. At least somebody, there will be a Madam President in this conversation. So the Melungeon Heritage Association was scheduled to meet for its annual conference this summer. And just like every other gathering worldwide, it had to be canceled due to the worldwide pandemic. So that's what prompted you to create a podcast. Is that right?
Correct.
Thank goodness for technology, right?
I know, right?
So what can listeners expect to learn throughout this series?
Yes. So we contacted this year's speakers, and we told them, you know, about the cancellation, but we also were like, hey, we got this great idea to do a podcast. Would you like to at least, you know, give members and others, you know, a little bit of what you were going to originally talk about in their presentations? And they're like, yeah, definitely. And, you know, and some of them actually had books that just recently came out, you know, so we wanted to still give something to our members. So that's how the idea came about. And this year's speakers, we have a great lineup. We have Sonia Griffin Evans. She is an artist with Gullah Geechee heritage, and she will be discussing her Gullah Geechee heritage and its connection to West African heritage, as well as her art, of course. We also have Bill Gibson. He will be discussing the migration of the Gibson families into the Appalachian regions of Tennessee, Virginia, and Kentucky. Frederick Murphy, he too is a fellow documentarian and historian. He will not only be discussing his documentaries, but he will also be discussing how historical trauma affects African Americans and people of mixed ethnicity, such as the Melungeons. Wayne Winkler will be discussing his new book, which was published back in December, called Beyond the Sunset. It's about the Melungeon outdoor drama, Walk Toward the Sunset. Beverly Scarlett will be discussing her book, The Harris Family of Orange County, North Carolina, which was published back, I believe, around January. And it's about Black American Indian culture. Paul Johnson will be discussing his research on Sarah Stanley Grimke and all her collected works, which basically entails research into several mixed ethnic members of a distinguished coastal Carolina plantation family. Robert Wells, he is a DNA specialist. He, of course, will be discussing DNA and ancestry.
Well, it sounds like an extraordinarily robust group of speakers, and I'm thrilled and honored to be taking part in this, and I can't wait to hear these stories that your speakers will be sharing with everybody.
Yes, we can't wait to share them.
Now, Melungeon Voices can be found on all major podcast series platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and many, many more. And for more information, you can visit the association on the web at melungeon.org. That's melungeon.org. Melungeon Voices is a production brought to you by the Melungeon Heritage Association.